already know the address.
66 Harborview Road.
Hello, hello, and welcome to 66 Harborview Road, a podcast dedicated to ABC's General Hospital. I'm your host, Caitlin, and in today's episode, we are talking about the week of March 18th through the 22nd. So last week, we learned that Marshall was misdiagnosed from the start. The doctor is now disgraced. He was known for being racist. He was known for misdiagnosing people. And then Kevin goes into sort of the history behind that. And although obviously not right, these things did happen and they do happen. We cannot escape racial injustices in everyday life. So it's important for our soap operas that we see every day to include these things. I just hope that this opens up a new story for Marshall and maybe Stella. Portia and Curtis seem very solid right now, so let's focus on other family members for a while. We also saw Trina and Ava together at the gallery, and you could really tell that Trina misses that opportunity to go study in Paris. I'm still loving the bond between Trina and Ava. I love that Ava is always willing to help her out in any way, until Nina comes along and ruins everything. Even Ava is getting sick of her at this point. Not that she's said it, but I could just tell from the look on her face. Is Nina really asking Ava to talk her up to Sunny? Girl, we are not in middle school and we are beyond this point. You've been married and now he wants to divorce you. There's no more talking you up. He has seen it and he's gone. Goodbye. I was hoping this would kind of twirl her into a more villain era, but later in the week, when we see Drew talking to Nina, I'm wondering why all of a sudden he would want to help her. She's having a rough time at the Invader. Alexis got in her face. Nina tried to get back in her face, but you cannot come toe-to-toe with Alexis. Like, you just can't, Nina. Just don't even try. But I don't think Nina should necessarily get Crimson back. With all the tension over at Deception, I'd rather see Maxie go back to Crimson. She is so mad at Lucy right now, and I would be too. Lucy is causing chaos, which is what she does best. But how do we even know that this plan of going more edgy is going to be successful? And if Sasha really does quit, then what happens to her shares and her position? Like Lucy said, oh, well, in your contract, you're going to have to give all that up. Who would she give it to? Or does it get automatically evenly distributed between Lucy and Tracy? Or is Maxie a shareholder? I think Maxie's a shareholder too. It would be great if Sasha just gifted it all to Maxie. And that leaves Sasha and Cody to just ride off into the sunset, I guess. I mean, without Mac being on the show, what purpose does Cody serve? He's old friends with Dante, but it's not like they hang out all the time. And like, some people know he's Mac's son, some people don't. They alluded to Cody and Dante having done something possibly illegal back at summer camp. Are we ever going to get into that? And honestly, where does it leave Sasha? She came on the show with no family, like no parents. Her grandmother had just passed away. That's why she was the perfect candidate to make believe as Nina's daughter. I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that one. We did get some scenes with Cody and Olivia, which were cute. Olivia's been bouncing around a little bit. We saw her with Brooklyn. We saw her with Sunny. Now we see her with Cody. Olivia can just get along with anyone, really. She's great. Cody also has a good reputation with the kids of GH. He's offering horse riding lessons to all of them. He was hanging out with James, I think it was, in the stables, showing how well he gets along with James because James is Maxie's son. But Mac is not blood related to Maxie. So Cody and Maxie are not blood related. So they wouldn't get along strictly on that fact. But Mac being literally the nicest character on the show, I can see why that would transfer into Cody to then get along with everybody else. It also seems like Cody's going to be here a while, so we should get used to him. Maybe even after all this, Cody and Sasha will go back to Deception in some way. It's not unheard of for a cosmetics company to have more than one face of a campaign. Every few years, a company will bring in a new model or bring in like a short-term model to be the spokesperson for a new line of products or a new product. So it's possible for Blaze to be the face of whatever new line of product Deception's coming out with, while Sasha and Cody are still in their flagship campaigns. We haven't heard much of the musical side of GH lately, so I'm wondering if Blaze is going to do this for a little while. It'd be a cool little new story for her, because her mother not accepting that she's gay is not working for me. It is the year 2024. Accept it, y'all. But I was glad to see her sit down with Sunny at Charlie's, and him giving her a different perspective for her to understand is gonna provide some growth for that character. Especially if Blaze is going to be the new face of Deception. She's gonna want to be there for her daughter. So we have one character seeing the softer side of Sunny, then we have Anna, who is convinced that she now sees Sunny so clearly. Was anyone else shocked that Dex went in her office and confessed everything from top to bottom, working for Michael first, then working for Sunny, then working for Michael and Carly, and like, it's so convoluted. All because Jocelyn said she doesn't even know him anymore, and she kind of ended it with him before he had a chance to end it with her. But Jocelyn acting so shocked that Sunny orders people to kill other people, also not working for me. Jocelyn has known her entire life that Sunny is in organized crime. She knows that Jason kills people. I guess she expected every single person that Jason has killed to have been shooting at him first, or some sort of self-defense, but like, come on, girl. Also, if I was Michael and Carly, I would see what Dex did as a major betrayal, because Dex let it all out. So let's just get into the mob stuff since we're here already. So Willow starts freaking out at the hospital because the antibiotics show up as missing in the pharmacy inventory. Agent Cates, I don't think I'm ever going to call him John, goes to the hospital to talk to Elizabeth about Jason, and Elizabeth kind of looks offended that he would even ask her. But in my eyes, I was thinking, calm down, Elizabeth. You once lied about a man's identity so he would be Jason because you wanted Jason that bad. So it's not a big stretch for them to want to talk to you. Then we see Agent Cates go down to Harborview Road and try to question Danny with no parent and no lawyer present. Oh, I was so happy when Brooklyn stormed in there and read him to filth. He tried to backpedal and apologize, but Brooklyn's not having it, and I don't blame her. I would not be either. So Cates leaves, and Willow messages Michael that she has to talk to him right away. So Willow's not upset that she helped Jason. She's just upset at the whole situation. She brings in how Danny should have never been a part of this, and Michael agrees. So he goes down to the boathouse, and he's trying to collaborate with Jason on a way to get them out, but the bottom line to the plan is Jason's gotta go. So who you gonna call? Diane Miller. I just smiled from ear to ear when she answered the phone and realized it was Jason. Honestly, Diane and Jason could make a good couple, I'm just saying. So anyway, what is next? Is Jagger his own corporation or his own organization, or is he still working for the government and using Jason to do so? I mean, Jason did tell Diane he doesn't expect to be in there much longer, so the only way I can think to spin this, if I was Diane, is to say that Jason fled the scene because he was injured, jumped off the bridge in fear of getting shot by police, and where he ended up after that for a day or two, he was injured. So he was incapable of turning himself in until he got a hold of a cell phone. And, you know, I'm sure Diane can spin it. But then where does Jason go? Where does he live now? Does he go back to Carly's? I mean, where else would he go, really? We all know Monica would take him in drop of a hat, but Drew is living there. However, I would not hate if Drew and Jason were living under the same roof. They were getting along on Cassadine Island or in Crete, wherever they were. So all of a sudden, because Drew started dating Carly, he was developing this sore spot for Jason the whole time. And as soon as Jason comes back into town, Drew wants nothing to do with Carly and nothing to do with Jason. In fact, let's get them both in the boxing ring at Sunny's gym and let them duke it out. Drew is just carrying around so much anger right now, and I feel like it's all towards Jason. And maybe there's a little bit of jealousy in there as well, because every time Jason has gone missing, he's come back. Every time he's been pronounced dead, he's come back. People just open their arms to him each time he returns, whereas Drew walks around as if he has lost something all the time. He lost time with Scout. He lost time with Oscar. He lost time with whoever. Jason is just always happy to be back. No matter what happens, he's like, I'm here now. It's just a different outlook to have. Speaking of happy to be back, the last thing I'm going to touch on in this episode is Alexis going to be a lawyer again. I prefer her that way. I didn't really like her working at the Invader so much. She did turn that paper around, sure. But even during her work, she was constantly thinking of, okay, if I was looking at this by the law, if I was looking at this like a lawyer, like she was still acting like that. And as we know, Killer Miller can get anything done. So I suspect that Alexis will be a lawyer sooner than we know it. But Molly is not too thrilled about this. Diane is going for an angle of she thinks there was some unfair parties on the bench or something like that. So I will be very interested to see if we get a new character out of that, if we get a sense of like a previous character from that. Either way, I will be so happy to see Alexis practicing law again. We love to see it. We love the drama. And I will be catching it all down at 66 Harborview Road. You can follow me on X at 66_view. Instagram at 66 Harborview Road, and TikTok at 66_HarborviewRoad. From the Quartermain Foyer, I bid you a great week.